Welcome to The Parrot Unbound. This is Grace, the podcast editor here at Portsmouth Public Library. Well, when I say here, I mean that I'm recording from my blanket fort at home while the library building is closed. This is the first installment of what we're calling the Blanket Fort Broadcasts. Today, you'll be hearing from Catherine, Mary Jo, Michaela, and Polina about some of their favorite audiobooks available through our digital services. Links to catalog listings are posted in the notes for this episode. Stay safe and happy listening.
Hi all, I am Michaela, Emerging Technologies Librarian at the Portsmouth Public Library. With me today are Catherine, one of our amazing Youth Services Librarians, Mary Jo, one of our outstanding Circulation Assistants, and Paulina, WIS Special Collection and Reference Assistant. We are all lovers and voracious consumers of audiobooks, from YA lit to historical fiction to biographies and back again. And we are here today to talk about some of our favorites. So I will kick things off with my top three, kind of, though be warned I will cheat a little in the middle there. So in no particular order, first up is Yes Please by Amy Poehler. I love a good author-narrated audiobook, and Yes Please is no exception. I've loved Amy Poehler since her Saturday Night Live days, and have watched the entirety of Parks and Rec an embarrassing number of times. Her autobiography is witty, it's self-deprecating, it's laugh-out-loud funny, and it's just really, truly a delight. This is a great beam of light for a dark time, and it's perfect for anyone who loves a good celebrity biography or just biographies in general. Yes Please is available on Overdrive and through Hoopla. Next up is the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society by Marianne Schaefer. It is a mouthful, but it's such a good... It's told through letters back, forth, and among a group of Guernseyans and a writer just after World War II, and it's actually read by a full cast, so it's a really fun audiobook. It's the book equivalent of enjoying your favorite dessert under the trees in the back garden on the first warm spring night when the peepers are just starting up. It's just shy of being too much, but it's absolutely perfect if you're looking for a sweet story to escape into. The audiobook is only available on Overdrive, but actually the soundtrack for the Netflix movie adaptation, which I also highly recommend, is available on Hoopla. So that's a nice one to have playing in the background, maybe. So last but not least, How to Be a Woman and How to Build a Girl by Caitlin Moran. I did tell you I was going to cheat. I couldn't pick between these two titles. Moran is just too good. She is funny, she's witty, she's out there, but so relatable. How to Be a Woman blends Moran's observations of feminism and modern society with tales from her own life in a funny, irreverent, but totally relevant biography read by the author, and she does a really wonderful job. How to Build a Girl is set in Wolverhampton and London, UK in the early 90s, but Moran's signature dry-as-toast wit and fabulous snort-out-loud prose come together in a hilarious yet poignant coming-of-age story that I definitely laughed out loud to too many times in my car while I was driving. Both titles are available on Overdrive and Hoopla. And next up, we will hear from Catherine.
Thanks, Michaela. I had a really hard time choosing my top three, and I also sort of cheated, so here we go. My first title is actually four titles, a series, The Raven Cycle by Maggie Stiefvater, which follows the story of Blue Sargent, Richard Gansey III, Adam Parrish, Ronan Lynch, and Noah as they attempt to find the sleeping Welsh king Glendower. I don't want to give anything away, but there are psychics, dreams coming to life, ghosts, and a magical forest that speaks in Latin. The audiobooks are narrated by Will Patton, who does an incredible job with different dialects and character voices. I highly recommend looking up other books he has narrated as well. One of my favorite elements of this series of audiobooks is the original music that was actually composed by the author. It's a young adult series, but I would recommend it to adults as well, especially for fans of magical realism. And I know that Mary Jo and Polina both would say the same thing. All four books in The Raven Cycle are available on Hoopla. And the first book in the series is called The Raven Boys. My next title that I absolutely love is another young adult book called Salt to the Sea by Ruta Sepetys. It's definitely has some crossover appeal. I think lots of adults will enjoy it. It follows the story of four teens in World War II who are all refugees on the William Gustloff, which is a German cruise liner that was supposed to ferry wartime personnel and refugees to safety, but ended up actually being the largest maritime disaster in history. I really enjoyed this one because it was a part of World War II history I actually knew nothing about. It follows Joanna, a Lithuanian nurse, Florian, a Prussian soldier fleeing the Nazis, Amelia, a Polish girl close to the end of her pregnancy, and Albert, a low-ranking Nazi with delusions of glory. The book is told in alternating viewpoints between each character and has four different narrators. So the narrators all do a really great job bringing the story to life. I really love full cast audiobooks because they always feel a little theatrical. Ruta Sepetys is an accomplished historical fiction author, and this novel is based loosely on her family's history. It's very well researched and very well written, and you can download it on Overdrive. My last book is another young adult. I just realized none of these titles are written for adults, but I think adults will really enjoy all of them. And that is The Poet X by Elizabeth Acevedo, which is a novel in verse, which translates really well to audio. It tells the story of Xiomara, who feels trapped in her Harlem neighborhood with her strict religious mother. She finds comfort in writing poetry when she's invited to join her high school slam poetry club. She tries to find a way to attend without her mother finding out. The author was an English teacher, and she decided to write this book for her students who didn't see themselves represented in young adult literature. And she's quoted saying, "We write to remind ourselves that we are still here and we can still be heal." The author narrates the audiobook, and it's both lyrical and very powerful, and that is on Hoopla. And I just have to finish by giving a shout out to the Harry Potter books.
I'm also a big fan of the Raven Cycle.
They are amazing.
Catherine told you guys.
I could talk about them all day.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Maggie Stiefvater's books as well, but I picked a different one called The Scorpio Races. It's a really nice audiobook to listen to because it takes place on an island off the coast of Ireland. So the narrators speak in Irish accents, and it's really great to listen to, even if you don't pay any attention to the plot at all. But the plot is great as well. It also has magical realism elements. It's about how every November, these magical horses come out of the sea, and riders on this island try and mount them and then race them, even though the horses literally want to murder all of the people and eat their sheep. But a young girl named Puck Connolly decides that she's going to ride her normal pony in the Scorpio races. It's told in alternating viewpoints between her and Sean Kendrick, who's the reigning champ of the Scorpio races and who has a way with these water horses that come out of the sea. It's really interesting. It's a great read. I really recommend it. I also love Bruce Springsteen's biography. It's called Born to Run. My mother raised me listening to Bruce Springsteen, and he reads this audiobook himself. I tried to read it in hard copy beforehand, but the audiobook lends so much more to it. He is an excellent performer on stage and when he's reading aloud. It's a lot of like, "And that's how I came up with this song." But he breaks down some of the myths. He's like a man who rides cars, drives cars, and manly man. And he didn't even learn how to drive a car until he was 25. He talks about that. It's so interesting. I love Bruce Springsteen. Makes me love him even more. And my third audiobook pick is The Secret History by Donna Tartt. She also reads the audiobook, and does a perfect job. Flawless audiobook performance. The Secret History is kind of like very dark academia. So young man transfers to this college and breaks into this group of incredibly pretentious classics students, and things spiral out of control. There's murder. It's an incredibly, you know, interesting read, and it's a lot of fun and a great listen and very distracting. It's great.
All right. And over to you, Mary Jo.
So I had a hard time picking between my top three, but The first one I'm going to talk about is Sadie by Courtney Summers. It's a full cast recording, a wonderful, immersive, dark, but really fast-paced story, perfect for you true crime lovers out there, because it, and especially if you like true crime podcasts like I do, because the story goes back and forth between the perspective of Sadie, who's the Tether main character, who is on the run to solve her sister's murder. And the other perspective is the podcast, the true crime podcast, that's following her case in real time. The production of it really makes it feel like you're listening to a radio show. It's incredible. The other one I'm going to talk about is Red, White, and Royal Blue by Casey McQuinston. This is one that I have consistently thought about going back to listening to since it ended, which I was very sad about. It's a wonderful book. Highly recommend it. Also, the Goodreads Choice Awards winner of 2019 for romance, that will pull in some of you readers out there. It's really fantastic. It tells the story of Alex Claremont Diaz, who is the first son of the President of the United States, who is a woman, yay. And at the beginning of the book has a kind of a love, kind of a hate-hate relationship with the Prince of Wales, whose name is Henry. And they end up falling in love, which is a big no-no because he's the prince and Alex is the son of the president. It's a great little romantic comedy. There's tons of humor, hilarious moments. Moments when you'll cry your eyes out in your car, like I did, and laugh your heart out. It's delightful. Highly recommend it. The audio is fantastic. The woman who does it, her accent is perfect for the moments when it's needed. She does a great job. I really, really recommend you guys pick this one up. And then the third one I'm going to talk about, I'm definitely going to go to The Raven Cycle, obviously. Will Patton really does an amazing job, and I cannot do this without saying how absolutely incredible his narration is. And then I also wanted to mention the book I Have the Right To, which is also available on Overdrive. It's the audiobook of Chessie Prout, who was unfortunately sexually assaulted at her New Hampshire boarding school. But she reads the audio, which is very important for the victim to be the voice of the story. It's really a tough read, but it's incredible. Your Win by Mindy McGinnis is also excellent on audio. It's the story of a teenage softball star who gets injured and unfortunately gets sucked in by drug addiction. Audio is absolutely incredible. The lady who does it really, really does a great job of bringing you into the story and the trouble of the main character and the constant turmoil in her life is really quite evident with the narration. It's incredible. I highly recommend you guys pick this one up, and it's also available on audio on Hoopla, and I believe it's also in our collection.
Great job, everybody. All of these titles and so, so many more are available for free with your library card. And if you have any questions about how to access Overdrive or Hoopla or any of our other myriad digital services, give us a call at 603-427-1540. Our building might be closed right now, but we are still here to help.